Chairs No Waiting, episode number 424, Don Rickles. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers, there's a bunch of new stuff over there. They got some stickers, the Mayberry Patrol Car Emblem stickers, that you can use on your cell phone or on the Yeti-style cups or something. Anything with a flat surface, you can stick them on. It's really cool. They're about 2.5 inches. Neat little stickers. Go check those out. You can also get a Nip It in the Bud bumper sticker. And, folks, there's some great new Lawman accessory pouches, as well as Barney Face accessory pouches, so you can put your stuff in. Great stuff over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it's great to have you here with me. It's always fun to spend some time in Mayberry, and the executive producer of tonight's show, I didn't say, I should have, for episode number 424 is Johnny Frassrand. I had to say it. It's like Brass Rand Band. Frassrand. Tony, thank you very much for your support of Two Chairs No Waiting. I appreciate it, I should say. So, folks, thanks for joining me. It's great to have you here. As I said, I'm Alan Newsom. I think I already said that. Folks, it's so much fun. I look forward to every week getting to spend some time here in Mayberry with you and just spend time talking about the Andy Griffith Show. This episode, we're going to talk about Don Rickles. Now, Don Rickles was on the Andy Griffith Show once, but you'll remember him as Newton Monroe. And in the recent issue of the Weavers newsletter, the Weavers Department Store newsletter, you can get to it if you go to weaversdepartmentstore.com/newsletter. Or if you just go to Weavers Department Store and click the newsletter link in the top corner, you can get there. It's a fun newsletter. It's just like the e-bullet. It's written by the by Jim Clark. He takes care of the writing, all the information there that goes into Weavers. So it comes out every other month, and the bullet comes out. The e-bullet, I should say, comes out the alternating months. So you can go and subscribe to both. They're both free. Weavers focuses a little bit more on the merchandise and stuff that's available from Weavers, but it always has information about cast and crew, the upcoming events. And I will mention one of the upcoming events because it's now May as I'm recording this. And some of the upcoming events, we got Maggie Peterson and Rodney Dillard on May the 6th. They're going to be over in Duluth, Georgia. You definitely want to check that out. So go over to the event calendar at imayberry.com and you can see that May 6th. Betty Lynn's going to be at the Andy Griffith Museum on the 19th. And then on the 19th as well, the 19th through the 21st, Mayberry in the Midwest in Danville, Indiana. If you have not been to this event, I definitely encourage you to come. It's going to be a great, great time. This year, they're going to have Maggie Peterson and Ronnie Schell will be there, as well as Andy Griffith's daughter, Dixie. A bunch of the Mayberry tribute artists will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to be there. There's all kinds of other information in the Weavers newsletter, and you can find it there. Of course, if you go to weaversdepartmentstore.com/newsletter, or if you go to the imayberry.com site, there's an event calendar you can find it on. So that's the kind of stuff you'll find in the Weavers newsletter, just like in the e-bullet. There's news of cast and crew, talking about the different actors and actresses that were on the show and what they've been up to and where they're headed. And one of the things that was in the current issue that was not yet in the bullet, and I'm sure it'll be mentioned in next month's issue of the e-bullet, was Don Rickles. So let's go and just check this out, okay? Because I know you're gonna be touched by it just like me. It is a sad. It's sadness. It's both with sadness and automatic grin that we note the passing of Don Rickles, who guest starred as Newton Monroe in The Luck of Newton Monroe. That was episode number 156 of the Andy Griffith Show back in 1965. He died of kidney failure at his home in Beverly Hills, California on April the 6th. He was 90 years old. There's a bunch of superb tributes from friends and peers online. If you'd like to read those, there's a link in the Weavers newsletter. You can go and read it, and I'll put it in our show notes for this episode, a link to the to some of the articles, one in particular from the New York Times. You'll be able to go and check it out. In contrast to his famous insults of his stand-up act, Don Rickles was universally known as one of the nicest, kindest, and most beloved people in the entertainment industry, or anywhere else for that matter. That Bob Newhart was his best show business friend speaks volumes. Another great friend was the late Aaron Rubin, who created CPO Sharky, which starred Don Rickles as Chief Petty Officer Otto Starkey in 37 episodes from 1976 to 1978. I love that show. I used to watch that all the time. Those who didn't notice the twinkle in Don's eye as he delivered his famous insults may not have enjoyed his humor as much as those who saw the qualities that earned him the nickname Mr. Warmth, a moniker that was both sarcastic and true. As with his Newton Monroe, most of us just couldn't help but like Don Rickles, whether on or off stage. Who among us doesn't immediately smile and feel exuberant, the exuberance of Newton when he discovers that he's a painter? I'm a painter. I'm elped. A whole new generation have grown up loving the voice that Don Rickles gave to Mr. Potato Head in the animated Toy Story movies. An elped life, indeed, Mr. Rickles. Thanks for all the laughs, you hockey puck, you. So that was a little tribute that Jim Clark did in the Weavers newsletter. I'm sure there'll be a similar write-up, maybe the exact same write-up in the e-bullet that's coming up then in May this month. Anyway, this is something I definitely want to encourage you. If you don't get the e-bullet, make sure you subscribe to it. I would also, if you really enjoy reading on these things, is make sure you get the Weavers newsletter, because it's always a lot of fun to just check in and keep up and catch up with what's going on in and around Mayberry. And you'll get to see some of the stuff that you get to see it a little early, because if it's alternate, as I said, it's alternating months, and as things come out, you'll get to see them in the Weavers newsletter versus the e-bullet. Let me give you just a couple of little bit of cast and crew news things, because this is kind of interesting as well. This is in the newsletter as well. Ron Howard has landed a deal to produce and direct a film adaptation of Hillbilly Elegy. It's DJ Vance's best-selling memoir about growing up in Appalachia. This might be a lot of fun. Kind of be like the Darlings, perhaps. Sources at Fife Realty tell us that Ron has another of his homes on the market. So if anybody out there needs to get one, this time his apartment in the El Dorado building overlooking Central Park. Oh, it's overlooking Central Park in Manhattan's Upper West Side. Yeah, I'm going to be picking that up. The asking price for the 3-bedroom, 2-bath unit with a private elevator, It's a easy for all of us, a $12.5 million. Or could we just recommend that you buy a Opie t-shirt at Weavers as an affordable alternative? That's awesome. I love that. Ron and his partner at Imagine, Brian Grazier, were featured speakers at Variety's annual entertainment marketing conference in Beverly Hills last month. Ron was also in Austin, Texas last month for the South by Southwest Festival. Top on his agenda these days is talking about Genius. Now, that's a new series that Ron and Imagine are producing for the National Geographic Channel. The first season began just last week, April 25th, 2017, as we talk here. And Ron made a cameo appearance of himself as part of a pivotal storyline on the final episode of NBC's new series, This Is Us, that aired in March. So there's a little information. So then there's more information here about the other cast members. Betty Lynn celebrated St. Patrick's Day by greeting fans at the Andy Griffith Museum. The Dillards are taking care of their own bookings. So if you'd like to book the Dillards, Rodney Dillard and related his Mayberry Moment stuff, contact him. You can find out the information here in the newsletter. And Leroy McNeese was on a mission trip to Guatemala back in March. As you can imagine, he brought along his singer instruments and bluegrass gospel stuff as part of the mission. So then he also showed up back in October, we believe it was, Leroy and Sheldon Glome. That was Arnold Bailey, Opie's buddy. They got together in Colorado Springs for a chapter meeting of the Colorado Fishing Hole Whistlers. So they got together. Thanks to Mark for sending in the picture, Mark Inger. Folks, anyway, there's all kinds of cool stuff in there that I think you would enjoy in the newsletter. All right, so I've got a poem, and I'm not a good poem reader, but I thought this was a really nice poem. So I'm going to get us a little bit of background music. And I think this would be fitting to be maybe, I don't know, something kind of slow and easy, perhaps. Let's see here what I want to play. I don't think If I Had a Chicken would be good. But I want to sing. This is a poem written by, this is by Al Becker. Al Becker. Now, that's a character on the show, isn't it? So maybe he just goes by Al Becker. But let's get our background music going. There we go. This is perfect. So here's a poem by Al Becker. It's called If I Met. If I met Andy Griffith, I'd shake his hand and thank him as would any dedicated Andy Griffith Show fan. Because with Ron Howard as his son, there wasn't a better father than the man with no gun. If I saw Don Knotts, I'd greet him, if I could, and politely ask him to harmonize with me on a chorus of Church in the Wildwood. To meet Betty Lynn would be such a treat. I'd simply ask for permission to kiss her softly on the cheek. When greeting Maggie Peterson, I admit I'd be shy, but I'd ask to sing Slimy River Bottom so she could give me a slow wink and hear her say, "Nah, that one makes me cry." I'd address Howard Morris with the greatest of ease. I'd tell him funny stories just to hear that Hernest T, he. Approaching George Lindsay, I'd say, "Hey, Goob." And he'd probably stay in character and say, "Let's give your old junker a lube." To say hello to grinning gym neighbors would be such a thrill. We exchange salutes, you know, the usual deal. To Bernard Fox, my proper English would be awful. But no matter. I'd just clear my throat and ask, "How do you make that paper ladder?" I'd be timid meeting Buddy Ebsen. My throat would have a lump. I'd have to try twice to ask, "Can you really hear a fish jump?" And wouldn't it be funny on meeting Clint Howard in this wonderful place if he were to quietly approach me and push a peanut butter and jelly sandwich towards my face? I think of those that are gone, just to spend some time with Jack Dotson, Burt Miller, Burt Munson, Denver Pyle, and Hal Smith. And I haven't forgotten the talented Jack Prince, Anita Corso, Francis Bavier, and Joanna Moore. And to have sat with Howard McNear and chatted would have brought chuckles, made my spirit soar. Sometimes I wonder why I get so lonesome at night. when the day is over and the sun is out of sight. For the best company I keep my Andy Griffith Show near, and echoes of these fine Mayberry folks, they always remain clear. That's Al Becker. Great job, Al. Now, this is a this was a poem that he had written back in 2001. This is another little gem I dug up as I was looking around for things to share with you guys. I hope you enjoyed that. I love that poem. So great job, Al. And thanks for letting me play it here. So speaking of that, last week's episode, as you may or may not recall, was about, it was about the return to Mayberry and a letter that I had forgotten about. So I hope you guys had a chance to listen to last episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. One person did have time and they took some time to contact me by voicemail, which is kind of unusual. I wasn't really expected that, but it was related to episode number 423 of Return to Mayberry Update was the name of it. And this is the voicemail that I got. Let me start that where you can hear it. This is the voicemail, because this is an important one. Are you ready? Here we go.
Hey, it's just me, Ernest T. And I got to tell you something, Mr. Newsom. I am none too pleased with you. You had that letter from Harvey Bullock, and you sat on it like Mr. Kelsey's fattest hand. There could have been something in that for old Ernest T. We could have made me another program, and then my sweet Romita would have just loved me even more. She would have come running faster than a jackrabbit with his tail on fire. If I was there right now, I'd be throwing a rock through your studio window. And I hope I'm making myself clear, because I done chew my cabbage twice. Anyway, I'm going to serenade you. Read that letter. Letter was lost. Lost got found. Jump in the ground. Ground done blossom. Ate me a possum. Possum burn my lip. Now find that script. Now I can get all those gold teeth I promised my sweet Romina. From the first to the last, this is Ernest T. Bass. Wishing everybody a good day out there in Mayberry.
Well, thank you, Ernest T., for calling in. I guess he did. I didn't even know. He must have got bigger wires out there. So thanks, Ernest T. Now, if you folks don't know what he's talking about, you need to go and listen to episode number 423, Return to Mayberry Update is what the name of it is. And you can find out what Ernest T. was complaining about, because it was fun, the letter that he's talking about from Harvey. So thanks again to Ernest T. for calling in. I hope he'll do it again. That was very nice of him. I'm a little bit nervous about him coming in trying to break windows in my studio here. So I don't know about that. But all right. So, folks, it's that time. And let's head over to the history report.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
This past week marked the birth date of Dick Elliott, the Andy Griffith Show's own fat little Mayor Pike. Dick was born on April the 30th in 1886. As one of the oldest, though not the oldest, actors to appear on the show, it is fascinating to reflect that Dick and a select number of other actors who appeared in Mayberry were born so close to the end of the Civil War, which officially ended in 1865, just over 20 years before Dick was born. Dick is likely best remembered for his role as Mayor Pike, but he had a lengthy career which included over 240 films and dozens of episodes of television. His movie appearances were often uncredited and were usually brief, but often memorable. He was approximately 5 feet 4 inches tall, with an at times high-pitched voice with a sibilant S pronunciation that resulted in more of an SH sound. His small, rotund stature and distinctive voice made him instantly recognizable and allowed him to perfectly play blustery parts, as his performance as Mayor Pike reflected so well. Not all that much is known of his personal and professional life before he began doing films and television. He acted on stage for many years before his film debut and the 1933 movie Central Airport. Just 2 years later, he had a memorable role in Annie Oakley, which starred Barbara Stanwyck. In 1940, he played Marion Sam in the original non-musical film version of Al Capp's Ozark hillbilly character from Dogpatch, Lil Abner, a film that also included Buster Keaton as Lonesome Polecat and featured a title song co-written by the future Mr. Television, Milton Berle. Perhaps the best of his small but memorable film bit parts can be found in It's a Wonderful Life. Watching Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey hem and haw when alone with Donna Reed's character, Dick asked, "Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?" After George Bailey asked, "You want me to kiss her, huh?" Dick responded, "Ah, youth is wasted on the wrong people." Dick broke into television with a recurring role from 1950 to 1951 in Dick Tracy as Officer Murphy. TV was a new outlet that embraced his character, and he appeared in well over 100 series, including the TV version of one of his earliest films, Annie Oakley. He appeared in several episodes of Adventures of Superman and played the recurring character Stanley in December Bride. He also played Santa Claus on the Christmas episodes of the Jimmy Durante, Red Skelton, and Jack Benny shows. But as I said, he is best remembered as Mayor Pike, a character that appeared in 11 episodes in Season 1 and the first half of Season 2. Sadly, Dick died on December the 22nd, 1961, 1 month exactly before the airing of The Manicurist. Dick's death made the introduction of the ever-irksome Mayor Stoner necessary. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. Well, thank you, Randy. And again, as I tell you every week, if you want to make sure you don't miss it, Randy does a Today in Mayberry History. He does it every day. He has been doing it all of 2017. If you'd like to make sure you don't miss one, you can go and sign up to his email if you go to turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he will email you a link to his post every day. So thank you, Randy. It's always great to hear his reports. That was a lot of neat stuff I didn't know about Dick Elliott. So thank you again. Folks, I hope you guys are enjoying all these things as much as I do. I love hearing them. I love hearing from you. If you can give me a call, I'd love to hear from you, just like Ernest T did. You can call me at 888-684-8415, or you can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there. You can type it in. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. A lot of folks have been talking to me over on the YouTube channel. So there's a YouTube. So if you like the audio version of the show, there is a video version as well. You may not know that. You can find it at twochairsnowaiting.com. You'll see the videos there, and you could actually subscribe to my YouTube channel. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. But until next week, we'll see you right here on Two Chairs. Have a great week.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.